Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tony Goodjr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, moving to the 3 o'clock hour. And Scraby and I have been kind of bouncing this off of one another. We don't know how to quite feel about some of Chris Ello's behavior at this football game yesterday. He rolled in with, as I said, his lovely wife, Lori. And mind you, it's a Chargers-Broncos game.
Kicked a drunk guy while he was down.
Yep. Stepped over a guy to go to the bathroom while he was
stepped
lying there.
Over him like, yeah. Stepped over him like he was Allen Iverson stepping over Tyronn Lue in the finals. And as he's doing this, he's rocking a Tannehill Dolphins jersey.
Like, at first, okay, I'm going to put up the photo. At first, when he sent us this yesterday, I thought, all right, that's cool. That's a great picture of you and your wife at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
It's really weird. You always complain about Jaylen Waddle, but you have a Jaylen Waddle jersey. Oh, wait, no, that's Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, I've had it for a while. You can see Lori there is decked out. She's got a nice Broncos shirt on, and you know, that's the photo, by the way, if you've never been in SoFi. That's at the top of the third deck there, which is
that's the entrance.
Right, that's right? Where you go into the stadium, and then you go up from there. If you look over Lori's shoulder to the right, you see how high up the fifth deck is, way up at the top?
Yes.
That's kind of where we were ended up sitting. But, I don't know. I thought for a Charger, I don't have a Charger jersey, and I don't like the Chargers. Lori tried to get me to wear some Broncos stuff, but she doesn't have anything that's my size. So, you know, I thought I'd represent football. I thought we'd represent my team. They're down on their luck. They could use a little love. I wasn't the only one. There weren't a lot, but I saw some Packers jerseys and, you know, Pittsburgh and whatever, sprinkled around. But you guys think it was kind of a fashion faux pas, so I get it.
I initially do. I think it's a fashion faux pas, but, you know, my two partners here will have different ideas. Dave is in our category, Scrabies and I. He feels like, you know, if you're going to a game, you either wear one of the two teams,
right,
or you just go as a regular fan. Jesse brought up the point that we often see, especially in baseball stadiums, different uniforms that have nothing to do with the two teams playing. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a football thing. But, you know, the more I think about it, maybe it's not that big of a football.
No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Scraby's going to climb on this one as much as he can.
It's a big deal.
He's not going to miss this opportunity.
If I were to see Chris walking around that stadium, whoever I'm with, I'm turning to and being like, look at that guy. He doesn't know what game he's at. Kind of thing.
Well, you know what? I did joke to some people that, you know, I must have read my ticket wrong. And they got a laugh out of it. I did see two other Dolphin jerseys for what that's worth. I saw some others, but anyway,
I think Dave's issue is that it's a Tannehill jersey. He said, at least if it's Dan Marino, then cool, you can kind of get away with that.
You know, I do have a Marino jersey, guys, but that was many decades ago when I could fit into that one.
It's too small now.
I might need a little more, you know, the Estee Fat Loss to rock that one again. Yeah, I'm going to take it under advisement if I ever go to another Charger game. I will say this, and I think maybe people would wonder, because it was the opening game of the season for the Chargers, their first home game anyway. And
Chat, what do you guys think?
Cody already said that this is a foul.
A foul?
So just Cody. Don't wear a jersey.
I think there's a lot of haters out there, though. People are going to climb. I think they're going to jump on this.
That is not. People are going to jump on this because it's wrong.
All right. But what's not wrong is wearing a jersey of the other team, right?
You can obviously do that. They're there.
Okay. Lori, I think we might have been overstating it. But it was pretty close to 50% orange in that stadium yesterday.
That's kind of the norm when they play at home, right?
Yeah. It was really, if you were not watching the game and somebody scored a touchdown, you didn't know which team scored a touchdown other than the Charger yelling boy who would be screaming into the mic.
This brings us to the conversation where it always ends up when we have this type of conversation, is that the Chargers really don't have a home.
They don't.
I mean, the Los Angeles folks have decided they're not high enough on their priority list to support. And, you know, with 18 billion teams in that same spot,
yeah,
it's going to be tough for people to stretch their dollar out to go see that team as well.
There were some diehards there, of course. I wonder how many of them came up from San Diego. I did find it very interesting that before the game, they did one of those, you know, like they do at the Padre game. They show the videos of, you know, your dad and Garvey
old stuff.
The old Padre stuff. And they did the same thing. So, well, there's LT and there's Seau and there's all the San Diego Chargers stuff. And it fell flat to me.
With the Chargers off to a hot start, are we going to get some of the folks that have been in the closet hiding out like they don't like the Chargers to start all of a sudden popping their heads up again?
I have been talking to some football people in the last couple weeks, and they have felt like the last few years that they have not been allowed to cheer for the Chargers because so many people will think bad about
them. That's what
them.
I'm getting at. Like, yeah. I'm sure there are people coming out of the woodwork now. I'm pretty sure that there were a lot of people that had friends that felt a way about the Chargers leaving and have kept quiet during this time until, you know, they had something to kind of cheer about. And here we are. Were they 3-0?
Yeah. Reno, one of six teams.
Might be your best shot to get on out there.
Yeah, I've thought about this not often, but a few times. If the Dolphins ever moved to, you know, wherever, Columbus, Ohio, I think it would be hard to root for them.
But I'm going to give it right back to you, though.
But I think I would. I think I would. I don't know. The 49ers moved to Jacksonville. I mean, I'm not talking even Santa Clara. But if they
which, by the way, you told me I don't even live there, so I'm not allowed to feel any type of way about it.
But if they moved to Helena, Montana, I mean, are you? You know, I think it would be hard.
The Chargers moved to L.A. They did not move to Helena, Montana.
Okay, I'm just saying. I don't know.
It is Helena, right?
Thank you.
Brewers
guys.
Had a team there. That's the only reason why I know that.
No, but would you follow your team? I mean, if they were out of the Bay Area, I've been
one of the few that have stayed on board here that I know. I'm one of the few people that in my circle that I know have stayed on the Chargers bandwagon. I think, listen, if you grow up watching a team and they move, you are entitled to feel a way about them moving, but you're also entitled, if you want, to keep rooting for that team. It's the only team you ever know. So I'm cool with that.
Chargers go to the Giants next week, so they'll certainly have a shot to go 4-0. Then the Commanders
really come out the woodworks. Then
Commanders come into L.A. for Week 5, and then the Chargers get guaranteed win Sunday in Week 6 at Miami. So they have a shot here.
I had to share this with you. My buddy CeCe Sabathia.
Oh,
is a
yes,
big
your
Raider
buddy CeCe Sabathia.
He's a big Raider fan.
Okay.
And Raider fans are kind of like Mets fans, really. Like, they expect the worst to happen, and he is in that category. And he was venting last night on IG on his page and about his Raiders losing again. And apparently he was getting it from some of the 49er fans, and I couldn't help but, like, laugh out loud when he popped back. something something San Jose 49ers.
There we go.
I immediately thought
Thank
of you,
you
when I saw that.
Because I have been consistent about one thing, and the 49ers moving to Santa Clara was, you know, hurtful.
I think you've complained about it so much that you really should actually be have your 49er fandom taken away from you.
No.
Well, then stop whining about it.
No.
That's where they play.
But you were saying if your team moved to Columbus, Ohio, you would be... But you've never even lived in Florida.
Right.
You've never been...
I've been there twice, maybe three times.
Have you ever been to a Dolphins game in Miami?
One. Yeah, one.
So, and I'm honestly asking, why would it bother you?
I don't know. I just think it would be weird. I mean, I hope about it, but I don't know. Are you going in 2 weeks when the 49ers come here? You got the Rams coming
it's Thursday
in.
Night. I can't
Thursday
make
night
it.
Game. Yeah.
I usually, one of my friends has season tickets to the Rams. She usually
Wait,
takes
why can't
me,
you make it?
Because it's Thursday night.
It'll also be game three of the Padre-Cubs series if necessary.
We got playoffs and things
necessary.
Like that. Okay. Richard on the chat says, and not cheering for the Chargers because of, quote, what people might think is the single most corniest stuff I've heard. I know Richard. He's a really nice dude. But
I agree, Richard.
No, I don't because people get so upset and in
they
their
do.
Feelings.
I've seen people come at fisticuffs over Charger fandom.
Yes.
Before.
So like, I'm still a fan,
it is that
and they attack,
for some folks.
They attack those people. And
yeah,
it's like,
for sure.
Okay, San Diego Charger fans, this is what I don't get. It's like everybody always says, cheer how you want to cheer until you do something against them.
I think Rich was saying that it's lame to be mad at someone for cheering for the Chargers. That's how I took it. But
well, that definitely makes more sense with his personality. So I would say that maybe that's it. But
I think you guys are leaving one last thing out of the how the San Diego fan feels about rooting for the Chargers. I think a lot of San Diego fans think, yes, that if you're rooting for the Chargers, you're still rooting for the Spanos family. And I do think there are a lot of people that are just absolutely will not do that.
Yep.
So
I agree with
there's
that
part of it as well.
I can identify with those people because I there are certain things that I won't do because I don't want to give them money, like order from Amazon.
I will say this about the Chargers.
Wait. No, you're like the one person on the planet not ordering from Amazon? You think
you are
helping?
The only one. Yeah, I don't think you're going to put them out of business.
I mean, the free shipping does really speak to me sometimes.
I don't think you're going to they're going to be hurt by your
you're not going to have much success.
You mean my once a month purchase of toothpaste and deodorant is it going to break their bank?
Yeah, no, I think they won't miss you.
There's a lot of different opinions on this whole thing.
On the Chargers?
Oh yeah, Charger loving is Dodger loving.
No? See,
I don't think so because they're different sports.
Well,
Charger love or Spanos loving is Dodger loving.
Well, there's no question about that. I don't think anybody, even Tony, would never cheer and be happy for a smiling Dean Spanos in the press box.
Antonio says Amazon's going bankrupt now without my business.
Jeff Bezos just canceled the plans for the honeymoon.
He's like, I need to talk this guy into doing his once a month toothpaste and deodorant buy.
All right, let's get to break. I have to bounce. I'll be back for some Big Five and some GBU.
Yeah, we got it all coming up.
We got some Gambit next.
Gambit coming up next. Mark Gwynn and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's-
search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, 3:19 the time. Happy to be with you. Gwen and Chris, Monday could be clinching day for the Padres. If they beat the Brewers tonight, it will be officially the 9th playoff berth in the 57-year history of the franchise. 4th in the last 6 years, though. So again, no matter how crazy and upset we get, you know, and we're complaining about this, that, and the other, we have to keep it in mind. This is the best stretch of Padre baseball there's ever been. Not even really close. And by the way, their preseason over-under for win total was 85.
And they're at 85.
They're
right?
at 85 right now. So really, they're about what we thought and maybe going to finish a little better. I think disappointment, and there is some, is the fact that the Dodgers were there to be had. And we could have unseated them as division champs.
Yes, I do think that will, so depending on what happens in this postseason, I think we will point to that.
We will, but if they end up going to the World Series,
we won't even care.
We'll never remember. So let's try to get it done. Pivetta goes for the clinching spot tonight. The Brewers send a 17-game winner, Freddy Peralta. He's having a year over there for them. Brewers are 3 games up on the Phillies for the number one seed, so they have something to play for. But they clinched the division last night, or yesterday afternoon, and as Tony said, they were celebrating wildly after the game, and hopefully they were celebrating a little too much. We'll find out how they come out tonight.
I do remember, was it last year after the Padres had that triple play? And then the next day, everybody seemed a little lackadaisical.
Dragging a little bit, yeah. All right, we got Padres and Brewers and Sam Levitt's pregame show at about 5:40. Right now, we got some Daily Gambit action to take a look at.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We made a whole bunch of bets on Friday before we went into the weekend. Unfortunately, that was the game that the Padres lost to the White Sox on Friday night, so our bets are going to be a little weird there. But we started with Padres White Sox over under 8 runs in the game. You went over, I went under. It was 4-3, so it was under. It was 7 runs there. And then Dylan Cease, over under 6.5 strikeouts. We both went over. He ended up with 6.
Come on, Dylan.
Just under. And he gave up that 2-run home run.
In the first inning. You know that was the 8th home run the Padres had given up in the first inning this month.
Ugh.
It's only September 22nd. They've done it 8 times. They've given up a home run in the first inning.
It kills me. When I hear it, I'm like, really? Again?
I know.
Dodgers on Friday night, -1.5 over the Giants. We both went Giants, but the Dodgers won 2-1. Phoenix Mercury against the New York Liberty on Friday. Phoenix -3 on the spread. You went Phoenix. I went Liberty. Mercury won 79-73. I think they ousted the Liberty.
Yes, they're already into the semifinals now. Phoenix is down to Minnesota 1-0. And Indiana, the Caitlin Clark-less Indiana, beat Las Vegas on the road yesterday. So they're up 1-0 in their semifinal.
So are we saying that the Fever are better without Caitlin Clark?
I don't know that we're saying that, but it is pretty ironic.
It is. The next game, UCF against North Carolina.
Belichick.
UCF -7 on the spread. Now, I went North Carolina. You went UCF. UCF won 34-9, but...
What's the fallout with Belichick right now?
The
I'm
fallout,
not hearing a lot.
No, I'm hearing a lot. I'm hearing that everybody's over the Jordan Hudson thing, which I'm like, really? Why are we still paying attention?
I know we're blaming her for all
like,
of this.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess he said he called UCF Central, and that was offensive to the UCF people.
All right, that's silly.
Anyway, they lost big time. Scott Frost is not my favorite coach in football.
Oh, he's Central Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who left Nebraska and didn't tell his kids, and then they announced it during the post-game of a bowl game. Anyway, Texas played Sam Houston State. 39.5 point favorites in that one. You went with Sam Houston. I went with Texas. Texas won 55-0. We'll talk about Arch Manning and the Longhorns in the Big 5.
All right, we're going to hear more from Arch.
Okay. Yes. Cal, 14-point favorites over San Diego State.
You didn't believe, Scrape.
I didn't, and you barely believed. I went. You went Aztecs. I went Cal. We know that the Aztecs won 34-0. Now, the final one, Chargers -2.5 over the Broncos. You picked Denver. I picked Chargers. Chargers won 23-20.
On the last-second field goal by Dicker the kicker. You're going to hear more about him in the good, bad, and ugly.
Dicker! The kicker!
Yeah, you're going to hear all of what we're talking about. All right, tonight, Padres go for the clinch. Milwaukee's actually favored in this game by 1.5. We're not going to do that. We'll do the 7 runs, though. Over under. 7 runs. That's not very many. But you do have 2 very good pitchers. I'll say under.
You know,
Pavetta
I saw something.
And Peralta.
I saw something on the chat just now, and it scrolled by me, so I can't give this person credit.
Oh.
But what is this lineup tonight?
Fernando's just taking the night off.
I know, but it's just like, why are they giving Fernando a night off the night they need to clinch?
Right,
He could do it the next 5 days. I'm not saying there's funny business here. I'm just like, why do we have the same lineup every single game, basically?
Except for the
entire
night we can
year,
clinch.
Except for the night they need to clinch.
Seems a little odd. I agree there.
I'm going to go
but
with
far
the...
be it for me to criticize the guy who pays my paycheck, Mike Shildt.
That is true.
Yeah,
that's why I do it, because I don't get any
you
money.
You don't get anything.
I'm going to go over.
All right.
What did you say?
I went under. Who pitches more?
Oh, and there's no Ramon Laureano either.
Yeah, that's right. He's got the night off. All right.
What's happening?
I don't know. Mike Shildt knows what he's doing.
He does.
Trust me, Scrape. Trust me, Scrape.
No, I know that he does. It just seems like a very weird spot to give days
off. Trust me, Mike Shildt. He's, you know. Don't forget, Mike. My Zelle number.
Your Zelle.
Just down, put the money right in there. Pavetta or Peralta, more innings pitched tonight. 2 starting pitchers. Who pitches longer tonight? They're both good, obviously.
Yeah. I'm going to go Pavetta.
Pavetta. Yeah, they took him out early last week. He didn't
wasn't
too happy with that, so I'll take Nick as well. All right, yes or no, Brewers run in the first inning.
Oh.
Come on, it's got to be no. Not only the Padres given up 8 home runs in the first inning this month, but their team ERA is like 8 in the first inning
this month. It's crazy.
I'll say no, though. Hopefully Pavetta get through it.
Yeah, I'm going to say no as well.
Going to say no. We got a good NFL game tonight. Baltimore and Detroit. Over under 53.5 points. at Baltimore. Lions scored almost that many themselves last week.
I face Sammy Lev tonight, and I need 42 points, but I have Lamar, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Sam Laporta.
Wow. That sounds like a win for you.
Yeah, you still have to do
it. But you never know.
You still have to do it.
What are you going over then?
Oh, yes.
53.5
yeah,
points.
I'll go over.
All right, I'm facing Odd Thomas. I'm down only 11. I have Zay Flowers and the Detroit kicker. That also seems like a win.
That does seem like a win.
As you said, you still have to do it. I'll say over. Jared Goff or Jeff Goff. Minus 30 yards passing versus Lamar Jackson. I'm going to take Lamar plus the 30.
Me too.
All right.
Lamar's not a bad passer.
No.
30 yards is a lot to get Jared Goff, I think.
Derrick Henry minus 30 rushing yards versus your guy, Jahmyr Gibbs. Imagine you're going to take Gibbs here. You need the yardage.
Yes.
Gibbs. Derrick Henry only had about 8 yards last week. I don't know where he went.
They didn't need him.
I know. But he normally shows up on Monday night. I'm going to say Derrick Henry minus 30. And Zay Flowers, my guy, 75.5 receiving yards. I don't want to jinx him. But I also want to have faith. I'll say over. It's not many.
That's something that we share, Chris. In my friends league, I have Zay Flowers as well. So I'm going to say over.
All right. There we go. We'll see how those go. All right. Good, bad, and ugly is next. Week 3. A lot of good stuff. A lot of good games. What is it? The weirdest week you've ever seen in terms of blocked field goals?
There's always some sort of theme with
and
each NFL week.
And defensive touchdowns and pick sixes. It was weird. We'll get into all of it. And the good, the bad, and the ugly for week 3 when Gwen and Chris comes back. If you love Mediterranean food, like I do, Spiros, Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla. Also, if you're on your way to Petco Park, they got a location right there, third base, foul line, concourse, main concourse, next to Western Metal Supply Company building. Spiros also catering in the press box tonight, according to Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony is with us here as we get into our good, bad, and ugly. Before we start that, I want to remind you, on the show today, sometime in the next 2 hours, we're going to give you a chance to win 2 tickets to see the Padres and Diamondbacks this Friday night. Join the Padres. It's Hispanic Heritage Celebration Night. Diamondbacks, the final regular season homestand. More info at Padres.com/Hispanic Heritage. Padres will look to clinch tonight. I will say that. This, Scrabe. Mm. They better have clinched by the time the Diamondbacks get here Friday night, or it'll get a little sketchy.
It's going to get dicey.
Yeah, so let's do it tonight and get it out of the way. But NFL Week 3 wraps up. Good one tonight. Baltimore, Detroit. But before that, we have the good, the bad, and the ugly. Traffic will precede it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And away we go. Week 3. The good. The bad. The ugly. And if you're with us earlier on the show, nothing was uglier than what I witnessed at SoFi Stadium yesterday. Drunk Bronco fan tumbling down the stairs and passing out. That was bad. We talked about it earlier. Scraby put the photos up. If you want to go back, it was something to be sure.
What's the point of paying? Anyway, we've already talked about this. But what's the point of paying hundreds of dollars if you're just going to get drunk and not remember it?
Yeah, it was.
Not just drunk, but so drunk that you are asleep. On the stairway.
Well, you get
he
you
was
get tired.
In the, I don't know
tired.
That he was asleep, Tony. I think he was near death. The way the medics were attending to him, it was
passed out. Whatever you want to call it, his eyes were closed and he was not watching the game.
No,
at least he
I
had
felt
his...
like such a weirdo watching the game with a man lying next to me in the stairway.
Yeah, I would too.
It was so
too.
Weird.
And then you have to like step over it if you have to go to the bathroom. That's really strange.
I held it.
I had to hold it.
You had to step over.
There was no way to get past him. All right, we'll go back to that if you want to. Let's move ahead to some actual football. And the 49ers didn't get in here because I couldn't decide whether it was good, bad, or ugly. Their win over the Cardinals.
All of the above.
But I'll let you get a quick note on that, Scrabe. You are 3-0, one of six teams to advance to that plateau.
Yeah, I love Fred Warner. That's all I got to say.
Fred Warner is a man.
For whatever reason, linebackers are what I gravitate towards. I was a Patrick Willis fan, a Ken Norton Jr. fan, now Fred Warner fan.
Should be a Fred Warner fan. Every team needs one of those.
Although James Conner, that was really hard to see. That was a bad injury. He's out for the year.
Oh, yeah. And the 49ers lose Bosa for the year.
And he tore his ACL, so that's great. And Brock Purdy's not playing, but 3-0 with Mac Jones starting two of those games, I'll take.
Yeah, it's a win's a win in the league. All right, let's get to the good, and we'll start with the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles, who looked down and out at home against the Rams yesterday, but they were not. The birds would fly high in the fourth quarter. Jalen Hurts threw the clutch fourth down touchdown pass to Devonta Smith. But there was still some work to be done as the Rams lined up a game-winning field goal.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Locked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Locked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, that was old Merrill Reese, who unbelievably called the miracle in the Meadowlands in 1978. That's the same voice that the Eagles have had all this time. Tony, they tush-pushed there to a blocked field goal and saved
the game.
We'll
get to the tush-push in the big
I know
facts.
You will, but hey, this team, they keep finding a way, and Jalen Hurts finds a way. He doesn't get enough credit, I don't think.
He doesn't. Yeah, I think we need to start talking about him different. I know it doesn't look like Lamar or Patrick or even Josh. But the results are still the same. Matter of fact, he's got one more Super Bowl than two of those dudes I'd name. So we do need to start putting some respect on his name. Scrape, I just want to remind you how you have ruined Chris on Devontae Smith's name.
I did.
Ever since
I
you
did.
Had us, had a, you corrected us. I want to remind you that we were saying Devontae at first, but then you corrected us as Devonta.
Yeah, Scraby.
It has not been able to get out of Chris's head ever since.
I took that from a a trusted source that was clearly
one
wrong.
Of your many trusted sources.
I mean, this guy used to play in the NFL, so he was a trusted source.
It wouldn't hurt if Devontae Smith would take the A spelling off the end of his name.
Why?
I'm just saying.
I still am waiting. Like, every time I see his name, I am waiting for the broadcaster to actually say Devonta. And it never happened.
Yeah.
Real quick, on the guy who picked up the fumble and ran it back, that is the reason he's an NFL defensive lineman, because he outran everyone on the field. He's 350 pounds.
I don't think the Rams were chasing at that point.
Still, he was quick.
Apparently, he lost like 30 pounds this offseason, too, to get to that size.
Jeez.
Big man was moving. He couldn't. He could barely talk in that interview, but he was certainly moving.
By the way, was that the bad beat of all time? The Eagles were favored by 3 points. Yeah. They would not have won the spread even if the guy missed the field goal.
Yeah.
But the fact that he returned it for a touchdown. Anyway,
that
Eagles go to
beat.
3-0. Tampa Bay is also 3-0, and it was kind of similar, I guess. First, the Buccaneers blew the game when they had a field goal blocked for a touchdown by the Jets. But once again, Baker Mayfield rallies the Bucs. Third straight game scrape that he's taken his team down the field to win the game. I don't know if it's too early for MVP talk, but I think you got to at least mention Mayfield right now.
I love Baker Mayfield. I've always loved Baker Mayfield. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a team to look out for. They play good enough defense.
They are, but they're cutting it close. That's the thing that worries me about them. Eventually, they're going to get caught. But
there's some things they gotta shore up before I'm willing to say that they're a real team. There were some quality quotes after games yesterday. Todd Bowles was one of the top ones. They asked him what was his thoughts as a kick got block. I can't repeat it what he said, but you gotta be bleeping me.
Yeah, that's what happened there. But the last quote of the game is, I think Scraby's going to talk about it in the Big Five. Belonged to Baker Mayfield.
Yes, he had a good one.
He got the last laugh on his old old coach.
If you don't think that guy isn't driven,
he
off
is
of
fully
revenge.
Driven sure. by chip on his shoulder.
Yes, he Absolutely. Is a revenge.
That's how he became
man.
As good as he was at Oklahoma. He was so pissed at Texas Tech where he walked on and did his thing. That they didn't show him no love, that he has been on a war path ever since.
The one thing with Baker, man, just keep him out of the TV commercials. Keep him out of the TV commercials. He's a great, great quarterback. Final good was the game at SoFi. Here's why I had it good, guys. First, Chargers beat Denver in a thrilling game. The last second kick we'll hear in a second. But did you see the pass Justin Herbert threw to Keenan Allen for the tying touchdown?
Ridiculous.
There is not another quarterback I've almost ever seen who could not only get the pass off, but put it in stride on the money to Keenan Allen, and he had great coverage on the play as well. Herbert is doing some things here. Man.
He's trying to turn that not clutch thing
that
on
was
his
great...
head right now. That throw was dumb. Yeah. I don't even know that he had both feet planted when he threw it.
But
either.
You notice what he did, though? It's so fundamental. He immediately, when he got outside, he turned his shoulders back downfield.
He did. He did.
You can see him set himself. And even though he wasn't set, he still got it.
It just shows you he probably has one of the strongest arms, too, because he got enough velocity on that in that tight coverage to fit it in there. That was pretty special.
He's getting better at running, too.
It was a great game. Needless to say, drunk Bronco fan was not around at the end to see what happened at the wire.
No, it was not.
Snap good, hold good, kick, it's good! Cam Dicker, the kicker, secures victory as the Chargers start the season 3-0, knocking off each of their AFC West division foes in the process.
I apologize for the music behind it. That's the only way I could find the highlights.
That's fine. I will say
this. I don't
this.
Like 3-0, by the way. Like
yeah, 3-0.
I don't really like good. Cam Dicker. I think you need a little more.
The kicker.
I think you need more there. One last thing for Charger fans, and there's still some left I know around here. Last time they beat their divisional opponents for the first three games, 1994.
Ooh, Super Bowl.
What happened on that Super Bowl, though?
They lost, but they got
the team that the NFL was cheating for at the time, the 49ers.
See, it was much easier for the Niners in those days.
No, they were so good that no one needed to cheat for them.
On we go to the bad, and you got to start with the Green Bay Packers here. I know Scraby would like to start with them. They They eliminated him from the from the survivor pool.
Have tortured me my entire life.
How did this happen, Tony? It was 10-0 with 3.5 minutes to go in the
game. You're telling me.
I couldn't believe it. Nobody could believe it. And then the
Joe Flacco, like 97-year-old Joe Flacco.
Okay, with all due respect, what did he have to do? They only gained like 3 yards. They had a turnover. They had a fumble. I mean, they just, you know, they set up a field goal.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, the kid with no vowels in his name hit the game-winning kick for Cleveland at the end.
How do you pronounce it, Chris?
I have no idea. I'm going to listen to the announcer pronounce it.
Good idea.
2 seconds left. Snap is back. Kick is up. And the kick is right down the middle. And it's gone. Wait, there's a flag. It's gone. Andre Smith nailed it. Green Bay's throwing ahead.
Okay, wait, did he pronounce the guy's name as Smith?
I think it's Smith.
I don't know. If you've seen the spelling on it,
it sounds like
is the last
Smith.
Last thing you think of.
S-Z-M-Y-T.
Smith.
D-T. Smith. Smith.
D-T. Smith.
S-Z-Y-M. I don't know. Anyway.
Smith.
55 yards was good enough to beat the Packers and eliminate a lot of people from their survivor pools.
I was like, I did that thing where you do when you have something on the line, and I was like, penalty! It's on the Browns! And then they're like, game's over, and I threw my remote and I walked out of the room. I was like,
that was
I'm
your last bit of hope right there.
It was.
That's okay. You have other things you can do now on your Sundays.
Except for watch my fantasy.
You can watch your undefeated Niners.
Thank you.
Cheat their way to victory.
That took me off guard.
Also in the bad category, the Dolphins don't quite escape. They played better. They get brownie points for that. But ultimately, at the end, they made the stupid mistake that losing teams do. You can't run into the kicker, punter there, and give Josh Allen an extra possession. Buffalo goes ahead. Tua throws the late pick. Dolphins come up short again on Thursday night. 31-21. Again, Buffalo seems to be touted as one of the top teams, but how top can you be when you're taken to the fourth quarter at home by Miami? I'm still not convinced with Buffalo.
A win is a win is a win.
Okay. But Tony, your thoughts on Buffalo?
I agree. They're not as dominating as they should be.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Right.
Like this is a team that was on the cusp of going to a Super Bowl, and listen, maybe we are nitpicking
as they have gotten
off to a good start. But you're right. I kind of feel the same way.
If Bozo number 92 doesn't roll into the punter.
Bozo number 92.
I was so
in
mad.
Your notes, it says highly paid defensive tackle Zach Seiler.
Yeah, well, let's call him Bozo number 92. Also in the bad category, the Houston Texans. They fall in Jacksonville 17-10. I put them in because they're, what, 2-3 times in a row they've won this division? They're now 0-3.
They've won 10 games back-to-back years.
Right, and C.J. Stroud just doesn't look right. Can we blame this all on the fact they don't have Joe Mixon? Houston doesn't look right to me.
I watched one of the games that was, what was it, Sunday night? It was a late Thursday night game
against Tampa Bay, maybe.
They don't protect him very well at all. And it just seems like he's starting to get the same feat I saw with my man Russell Wilson last night. Like, it's like he's just
waiting to get hit.
Just dancing back there.
You got to put
I should put my feet down.
Put the Hacienda music on for that. There you go. He's got some movement. Tony's got the moves.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, Jacksonville wins 17-10. They're 2-1. Look out for the Jags.
Travis Hunter, I think, is going to end up playing more defense than he is offense this year.
I feel bad for
anybody. He's good at defense. He's really good.
I feel bad for anybody who wasted a fantasy pick on
him. Yeah, I was watching remember Mighty Mouse Steve Smith talk about how he thinks, you know, he, as opposed to being good at tough position, he'd rather him be great. And he thinks he could be as a wide receiver, but his routes right now, just they're not NFL ready.
Yeah.
And if
that's probably why
he's probably not getting enough work on them.
He's literally splitting.
Yeah.
You got dudes who are like the best at their
in the
their
world.
Craft,
yeah, and they're practicing every day.
He's splitting that between two positions at the NFL level. I think that's gonna be tough.
I don't think
he could ever reach Pro Bowl status or, you know, whatever that is at any of those positions as long as he's split.
I mean, Jacob Mizorowski can make the All-Star game. Travis Hunter is a two-way player.
Some people just
are bitter.
In the ugly category, it's got to start with the Bengals yesterday. 5 turnovers, 4 of them in the first half. Minnesota end up running away to a victory. Got to hand it to, was it Isaac Rogers or Isaiah Rogers? Minnesota safety. Two defensive touchdowns for one guy.
Yeah.
And then Jordan Mason took care of the other side for the Vikes.
Yep,
yes, he did. Trust me when I tell you.
Okay.
Mason squirts through the hole right up the middle for another Minnesota Vikings touchdown. Second of the game for Jordan Mason. And it's a 40-burger now against this Bengals defense.
48-10 was the final, Minnesota. And Kevin O'Connell roll after looking terrible the previous week. So
yes.
You never know with the NFL. Another team that looked incredibly bad yesterday was the Saints. They fell behind in Seattle 34-3 at halftime. I don't even think the Seahawks came out for the second half. They just, you know, rolled the clock and let them win the game. It was so bad.
It was bad.
And Seattle scored in every which way, including this long punt return.
Horton back at his own five, gets one block, gets two blocks, turns upfield, got some running room across the 30, 35, oh. He may go 40, what a block, midfield 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, Mr. Horton, touchdown, Seahawks!
Compare that to, it's good, Dicker, the kicker.
Dicker!
The kicker!
Kicker!
Yeah. Seattle 40, I don't know what it was. They find it 44-13, something like that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But the worst team of the week, no wonder Adam Klug is taking a couple days off for Rosh Hashanah. His Atlanta Falcons
were completely embarrassed by
the winless Carolina Panthers. Michael Penix looked like he should give the job back to Kirk Cousins, especially with plays like this.
Penix the snap, looking right, now checks down left. Shaw Smith-Wade, who walks in it for a touchdown. Shaw Smith-Wade, the nickel.
There, let's go back to the beginning
was
of
that
this.
Was that the entire booth celebrating that interception?
I'm not sure. Let's hear it again.
Penix the snap, looking right. Now checks down left.
It was the entire booth. The
Carolina radio booth went crazy.
The Dave Marcus of the radio booth.
Yeah, I thought I heard a little Dave Marcus in that clip. 30-0. My goodness, Carolina over Atlanta.
Right, you know what? I had a parlay yesterday.
Okay.
That was a 7-leg parlay. Got every single leg except for Bryce Young rushing for over 12.5 yards.
He had a touchdown rushing. He
didn't
make the 12 and a half.
Over the 12 and a half.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry to hear that. It's great,
Maybe I should check.
It's a hang with
him. Maybe he did get it.
It's a hang with him, but stop doing those parlays, honestly.
I hit 6 of the 7 legs.
That's exactly what they want you to do.
I was locked in.
You thought you were locked in. All right. That's week 3. It wraps up tonight with Baltimore and Detroit. We come back with more Gwen and Chris. I think we have our Chris versus the fans?
Yes.
All right, let's play some trivia. 833-288-0973. And we'll do that. Call in. That's next. As Gwen and Chris continues toward what we hope is a Padre night of champagne pouring.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.